If there is one thing I love about working here at KUAF and for Ozarks at Large is that I'm constantly learning new things,
yes.
Whether it's doing a story or, you know, just reading the news.
Right.
But working with you, you just have all these tidbits of information.
Yeah, I can't get home without a map, but I have all these tidbits of information.
Right. Well, you told me that the first Monday in October.
Always.
The Supreme Court of the United States.
That's when the season begins. That's when the session begins. And even with the partial shutdown of the federal government, they will hear arguments tomorrow. So in honor of the beginning of the Supreme Court season, here's a montage about lawyers, attorneys, courts, and juries.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Mrs. Florek, I have one more question. Did you meet with a divorce attorney on February 23rd?
Yes. I had a brief consultation with a divorce attorney a few days after the allegations against my husband surfaced in order to weigh my options.
Are you saying you've ruled out the possibility of divorce?
I have no plans to divorce.
But you haven't ruled it out.
I haven't ruled out running for president. Probably won't happen, but I haven't ruled it out.
Maybe a bunch of kids having a good time, innocent merriment, something like that.
No, it sounded like a scream to me.
Hit them with the Fourth Amendment laws.
That's not really appropriate. Fourth Amendment.
You're a law student, right?
Yeah.
Well, don't come on so heavy, you know. Why would I ever hire you if you're coming on so heavy?
State your name for the record.
Omar Devone Little.
Mr. Little, how old are you?
About 29, thereabout.
And where do you live?
No place in particular, ma'am.
You're homeless?
In the wind, so to speak.
I'm impressed with my attorney, Bernie. I'm impressed with his influential friends.
Then what do you want? Just want to talk.
Well, what's there to talk about?
11 men in here think he's guilty. No one had to think about it twice except you.
I want to ask you something. Do you believe his story?
I don't know whether I believe it or not. Maybe I don't.
So how come you vote not guilty?
When there were 11 votes for guilty, it's not easy to raise my hand and send a boy off to die without talking about it first.
I think my heart must just be slow.
To see how you did on our courts and legal montage, go to our website, ozarksatlarge.com.